Hello, my friends. This is Dr. Julia here for episode number 2. So I wanted to share today that I have taken a step into the final frontier, microbiome. As I shared before, when I was a kiddo, it seems kind of like my health journey started in my gut, right? But I didn't know it at the time. But when I was 20, I was working for a chiropractor and listening to him do a health talk. And that's the first time I heard that someone should have a daily bowel movement. And so it never occurred to me that, you know, going 1 to 3 times a day is actually a good thing and a normal thing. And if you're not going 1 to 3 times a day, maybe you should look into that. So at the time I was only going maybe every 4 to 5 days. And I didn't even realize it was an issue. But, when I had that aha, then I started to pay attention to, you know, more water, magnesium, a very common thing, you know, magnesium keeps the natural stool softener, fiber's terrible. It would just, you know, stop things. Probiotics would be terrible, but magnesium, water, making sure, you know, just having that conversation in your head. Oh, did I go to the bathroom? Was last time I went to the bathroom? And I didn't want to actually live in Band-Aid land. You know, I was still feeling like, you know, like I'm monitoring something when I know that my body can heal itself. And so on a whim, a couple years ago, I did some parasite medicine. And when you see and I really feel like I actually visually got to see this stuff come out of me as a gift so that I could know that there was actually an issue. Because if there was any two ways about it, I would have actually pretended I never saw it, or there was never an issue, or, oh, that didn't do anything for me. But no, I was clearly able to see two different, you know, nests come out of me. And anyways, it was disgusting. But knowing that, and I felt incredibly better, which I just want to share that. I felt incredibly better. Like, it totally changed my prayer world, you know? Like, there's a level of white noise. I was able to sit in my spirit much more comfortably. And it was great. And I kind of could feel this whole churn of like, oh, that's right. Yeah, those guys weren't welcome here. But now, fast forward, it's been a couple of years. I've had some travel. Yeah, I've done some more parasite cleansing. I've done some herbs. I make sure that I stay regular. But I want to know, like, it's not, you know, yes, I want a flat belly. I don't want to feel bloated. I don't want to feel wrestled. I just want my digestion to work. I know I might be an idealist, but I just want it to work. I don't want to think about it. And so I want to know, am I getting to the root? Is everything actually good? And how do you know? Like, when you know that your body is 20% human cells and 80% microbiome, all the other microorganisms that are living on us, we are just these shells for these walking gardens. So when I heard them, I was feeling like, I wanted to be able to take a pulse. I wanted to be able to look inside, but you can't do that very easily. And some of the tests, at least when I went through school, they would be, you know, looking for eggs or that kind of thing, but the results, they would be over two-thirds would be false negatives. So historically, stool testing has never been that great. I never thought it was a good use of money, which is why I rarely did it with my clients. But the technology has gotten so much better. And so here I'm sitting at this point and I'm like, bam, wait a minute. I heard my friend talk about, hey, I'm going to do the stool test. Would you order it for me? Because a lot of these, you know, testings, you need a doctor. And I looked at this selection of what she was going to have run. And I thought, oh my gosh, I want that. you know, looking at the different categories, viruses, different pathogens, right, in the gut, viruses, bacteria, fungus, parasites, and they look at the DNA testing to basically look for evidence of these life forms. And at the same time, it wasn't just that I wanted the bloat to be gone or I wanted my digestion just to work, but I know that the gut is such ground zero for your health, right? Like, that's where your immune system is, and that's where your body detoxes, and that's where you get your nourishment in. And really, I know that life is precious, and I feel like we're all on borrowed time. So I just want to have good time with my family that's around me. And I know that that starts with having, just knowing that I'm empowered in my gut health. And so I did it. I was struggling. I never spend test money on myself, right? Like, I'm like, oh, it's good for you, and oh, it's good for you. But I wanted this test, and I thought about it, and thought about it, and I finally went for it. I'm like, you know what? Mama's got to take care of me, right? So I get the test kit, and I'll be honest, I was scared. I've never had to do a poop test before, and I didn't really want to. Of course, I want the information. You know, you can geek out. It sounds cool. So this morning, and you guys know me, I'm rarely on social media, right? I'm like such a social media hermit. And out of nowhere, I post a picture of my test kit and like success, because I finally was able to do it, but it took a long time. I'm glad that I had the extra time this morning. But if you ever find yourself in a situation where you need to take a stool test, let me give you some tips. You start with some Saran wrap. Saran wrap can be your best friend on this guy. And you're gonna loosely place it into the toilet, just so when you do use the restroom, you're able to access your sample. And then you wanna make sure you don't cross-contaminate urine. And so my body was getting nervous, and oh my gosh, it took forever. I would have given up, except I was so determined. So big glasses of water, I went and got on our little trampoline, like rebounder trampoline, and had to shake myself up that way. I took the dog for a long walk. I was determined. I was like, oh no, body, you are going to do this. And my body was shy. And of course it was. I mean, we have more nerves, in our gut than we do in our brain, or at least probably equivalent. And so I could see where stress went right to my gut. And I had to really just kind of sit, have some quiet time, some quiet meditative prayer time. Imagine this, like the healing light of God healing my whole body, and then my gut let go. And I was like, finally. So success. I was able to do the sample. And then you kind of have to put on your 10-year-old boy science geeky hat, because it was kind of gross, you know? I'm sitting here going, oh, I have to do what? To take a sample of this and put in a little vial. But I did it. And I'm not saying I'm gonna do it repeatedly every week, every month, or anything, but I'm really looking forward to the good information. And I know that I really also kind of, just the process of taking the sample made me have to get really comfortable with my own colon, I guess. So it was a good experience, and I can't wait to get the results back, because the microbiome is just, it's an area that research is just growing and growing and growing. And yet I do know that that's where it all started for me. I know it's where it all starts for a lot of people. So I'm excited to see what comes from all this. It's going to be really great. Anyways, thank you for listening. I felt like I had to get that story off my chest. The random post on Facebook this morning that people were going, huh? But it was such a big triumph for me, because that was scary. And I did it. So thank you all. Until next time, may your travel be well. Take care. Bye-bye. Hello, my friends. This is Dr. Julia, episode number 3 for Life is for Living. And today I am going to talk to you about 5 pillars of health. Okay, let me step back, because I know that can sound boring. When someone doesn't feel good, like me, and I'm looking for something better. So like, I was a young kid, the family was stressed out, I had a stressed out childhood, and my dad was a chiropractor. And not just my dad, like I come from 3 generations of chiropractic, what feels like royalty, right? Like everyone went to the same school, Palmer Chiropractic. My grandparents were both chiropractors. They had 3 children. They became chiropractors. They, 2 of them married chiropractors, or, you know, everyone was involved with the practice. The spouses all worked in the offices together. It's a chiropractic tribe, right? And so I learned from a very young age that the power that made the body heals the body, and it's just no other way. And so I was already on board in that. But then when my body didn't feel good and I was getting adjusted and I still didn't feel good, then I just really fell off and I fell through the cracks. And so when I had that moment that time when I was about 20 years old and I went to a nutritionist, and basically she did some muscle testing and she threw some nutrients at me, bam, My world was so much better. All of a sudden, I could see straight again. My body felt better. You know, I was no longer, at the time, I was wanting to quit school. I didn't know what to do, but my energy had tanked so hard, I didn't know how to get out of it. And by being given some adrenal support, I felt way better. But I didn't realize at the time, because I had stumbled onto nutrients. You know, before that, I loved my junk food. And yes, I would eat healthy. You know, I was from California. We do fine with salads and produce and this kind of thing. But there's something about concentrated nutrition that can really make a huge difference in someone's world. And it's one of the pillars. So I didn't make up these pillars. They have been around. I am just trying to teach you these pillars because there's this gap when you don't feel good and you're trying to get back in the driver's seat of your own car. I've been there. So nutrients is one of them. Nutrients is super important. The other, I'm going to just go through them quickly. Toxins. Whether that's, you know, environmental toxins or inherited, you know, passed down through the placenta, heavy metals, these kinds of things. But toxins. Alignment, spinal alignment. Your body has to be able to communicate with itself. And then scars, and that was also like, or like a surgical trauma that the body has a hard time healing through. And then pathogens, the fifth piece of that is pathogens. And so, and then pathogens can be in your microbiome, pathogens can be an infection. It doesn't matter if modern science has acknowledged, you know, calls you necessarily sick. You can have it, you don't have to have a fever for this. But some sort of pathogen load, whether it's mold or parasites or viruses or whatever, pathogens. So, but it's only those five things. Like, that's all there really is. Now, making sure someone has a fair amount of nutrients, you know, we think, oh, but I eat healthy. Well, yeah, but so does most of the world, and they're still sick. You know, if you want to be different, better, it makes a big difference. So people don't realize how undernourished they are. A salad doesn't quite cut it. I mean, it's a good start, don't get me wrong, but it's not the power jet fuel to help you reboot and heal from within. Toxins are something, if you don't know about them, not really anyone's going to tell you. You know, it's one of those things, we're kind of a big guinea pig. Now, we're in a big guinea pig situation. We're all kind of just, we have a massive cocktail of different modern toxins, and that's just how it goes. You know, that's the reality. And we can't really be afraid of them because you can't live in a bubble and you can't get away from them. So you just support the organs of elimination so you can help yourself, you know, be wise. Specific toxins, especially like heavy metals or different plastics and even, you know, electrosmog and radiation and Wi-Fi and, you know, electrical toxicity, all of these things basically require key nutrients in your system so that your body can catch the curveball and throw it back. So if you want your, if you're feeling like you can't handle the toxins, usually you can look at a different pillar and help the other side of your body, and then your miraculous body will come around and self-heal. So if you're getting overrun by toxins, you know, look at nutrients. Is there a key nutrient you're missing that helps in the detox pathway? Or look at spinal alignment. Is there, nervous system flow to your liver so that your body is not getting stagnant, you know, or your kidneys working well, you know, this kind of thing. So, and then scars. Scars is a really interesting thing because scars can roadblock the inner communication within your body. Plus, they can harbor a lot of viruses. A lot of times, the scar tissue is a place that the body is not getting blood flow, and so the immune system doesn't go to that area. So scars can be, they can harbor kind of the, kind of a diminished space for your body, if that makes sense, or a diminished area, so your body's not able to self-heal as quickly. Now, the cool thing is, once you know that, scars is one of the easier pieces to treat. Something as beautiful as like an organic wheat germ oil or even vitamin E or an essential oil, as long as it's not hurting your skin. What you do is you put that oil in your skin and you just massage the scar. Any scar that's bright red, even if it's not a new cut, like if once you've had the scars over 12 months old, that scar should be white and you should see nothing. Now, just kind of a white scar, light scar. If it's keloided, bumpy, red, anything like that, that is actively having an issue. It's chronically inflamed. And so you can work your scars out and get them to release. You will watch them, the redness go down, and you will watch the inflammation come down. And if you can see it from a bigger picture, your body will start to self-heal in a rapid rate. But scars are cool. Scars are very cool. Now, when you start to work scars, you can see different pieces come up. It's just your memories, whatever you were going through when you went through and that scar was being formed in your body will hold memories. And so it's fascinating when you go on that journey. This is how, when someone is feeling at a loss, when you're feeling like, I don't know, and I've actually stumbled through these things slowly. I mean, gosh, I wish someone would just lay it out for me. But I stumbled into the nutrient aha when I was about 20. Now the toxins took a little while, but I've lost many loved ones to cancer, but one that really stood out for me is when I was grieving my grandmother. And we had this stretch when my husband and I first got married. I want to say we lost 11 loved ones within 5 years. It was just a season, right? And 8 of them happened within a 2.5 year stretch. And so all of a sudden, best friends and just like longtime fabric of your people, of your family structure were just getting plucked out, right? And some of these people, you look back and you're going, at the time, you're going, you died too young. Where did you go? You weren't supposed to leave. Like, wait a minute. You left the party early, man. Where are you? Why are you gone? And I remember sitting and going through a period of really grieving my grandmother, and I'm watching, and my husband loves football. He loves all sports. And so football was on, and they had these stupid hot pink towels hanging out of their pants. Tucked in on their side. And so everyone on the team had these hot pink towels hanging out. And I'm like, why are they having pink towels? Like, whoa, what's with the pink? Like, oh, it's, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I'm like, so what are pink towels going to do? And I was very angry. It's like, okay, so thanks. So now we'll talk about breast cancer. Like, we need more pink in the world to talk about breast cancer. Like, breast cancer sucks. It's everywhere. And I don't see how the pink towels are helping. Now, I get it. Yes, yes, yes. I can hear the other side is raising awareness. Okay, great. For those wonderful people who have never been exposed to breast cancer, maybe they need their awareness to be raised. But for the rest of us who, maybe come from the modern culture, we have been made aware of breast cancer way too often. And so you start to look at, so don't start digging on breast cancer. Start get focused on that guy, and you look and look and look, and you will see that there are key environmental toxins that they can't exactly prove that one's causing the other. Everything needs further research, but it's kind of like, when we introduced these chemicals into our modern everyday products, now these types of cancers started to skyrocket and these kinds of things. So you start to put it together and you're like, okay, there's a lot I don't know, but is there anywhere out there that, like, I just want to use the safest stuff possible? Like, if it's on my skin, if it's in my health environment, if it's in my cleaning products, if it's in my whatever, if we're questioning that it's causing stuff, I would rather just err on the side of give me some, a precautionary principle. Err on the side that things are not going to hurt me. I would love to only use products that you have to be proven safe for human consumption, safe for daily use. And then I would love to buy your product, And so I was searching, getting all ticked off, trying to look for a better skincare product. And that's when I stumbled onto the wonderful brand I love, Neal's Yard. The UK is much further in their organic market than we are here in the US. And so it was a wonderful thing. But I am bunny trailing on you. Back to toxins. Toxins, what I was trying to say is you can make an easy switch. You don't necessarily have to stop wearing, makeup, or you don't have to stop using counter spray in your bathroom, or you don't have to stop using fragrances. But maybe you swap. You get an essential oil-based fragrance, or you get something that is, not using its cleaning power is being Clorox. You know, you find something just a little bit less harsh on your body and yet also good for the environment. And then when you start to use these things, you actually get better results because, believe it or not, these toxins are not helping the larger picture, especially in skincare. You get toxins out of your skincare and, oh, your face just revitalizes. Anyways, so that's about toxins. If you're trying to find how to get yourself back in your driver's seat, I want to help you get back in your driver's seat. So if you're trying to look for ways to help your body feel better right now and now, because you don't want to wait next year, next month, next decade, you want to start feeling better now. These are some ideas. You know, when you go to the doctor and they say, oh, well, I'm sorry, nothing's wrong. Here, try this pill. You know, the Band-Aids can be fine. It's a modern world. I will never, never shame anyone for using a Band-Aid. However, sometimes you don't really want a Band-Aid. Sometimes you need a Band-Aid, so use the Band-Aid. But you also want to make sure you're not going to be on the Band-Aid forever. You want to know that you're addressing the underlying issues. And the beautiful thing is when you start to address the underlying issues and you start to help the body heal. You know, you do not have to micromanage your healing. It's gorgeous. What you do have to do is you have to go, okay, body, you're mine. I'm yours. Only you can feel your body. But I will tell you, you can feel your body. So as you start to nourish yourself and support yourself and try some of these things, you can let yourself be led by your intuition. It's totally okay. Your instincts will tell you what to do. And even if you think, yeah, but Dr. Julia, my instincts don't tell me. You know, my instincts tell me I want to take a nap, sit on the couch, and, you know, eat chocolate all day. Okay, give it a try. See, you know, so I'm hearing you need some rest. You know, I'm hearing you need maybe some self-soothing. Maybe you need to take a break. But as you start to take care of yourself, you begin on this journey and you don't have to exactly micromanage everything you're doing. Your body knows what the heck it's doing. Your mind is not in charge of your body's ability to heal. And as much as we love that, we also can hate that, right? Because it means our health is totally out of our control. And for us lovely people, kind of more on the type A side of the spectrum, I hate it when my body doesn't do what I tell it to do. But you know, that's that. Where would the fun in that be? That's where the dance comes in. So thank you for giving me this time as I run through the first round of these five pillars. And I look forward to sharing this more and more, because this is the stuff that helps people give practical tools of how they can actually get back and feeling like themselves again. And the thing is this kind of information is, it's out there, but it's not necessarily easy to understand always, or to put all the big pictures together. And the reality is we have missed our opportunity for educating ourselves. You know, like mom and grandma and, you know, the older person generation in the house doesn't always know what to do. You know, in the last couple generations, they've had a resurgence of kind of the kitchen-based medicine, but it was lost for a few generations, so it's definitely coming back, but it's good. It needs to come back because we all need to know how to take care of our own selves, right? So thank you all. Until next time, this is Dr. Julia. Remember, life is for living, and have a great journey. See you on the other side.